Hello, everyone. Greetings from Planet Customer Experience. As always, my name is Brian Bruner.
And I'm Deliana Pavlova. We're a couple of customer experience geeks who love sharing stories about customer experience. I'm excited to welcome today's guest. We have Sarah Clark, who's the speaker and consultant for medical practices. And as she describes herself, her focus is on turning chaos into calm. We're very excited to welcome you. Welcome to the podcast, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, guys. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have another conversation around customer experience. So I'll turn the floor over to you to hear your story, and we'll kick it off from there.
That sounds great. So as you mentioned, I do work in healthcare, and one of the things that I really focus on is bringing a good patient experience to my clients. We really want to focus on bringing that, especially in today's age, right? Where patients have an opportunity to choose where they want to go as a consumer of their healthcare, right? So one of the stories that I use is, I feel like it's relatively simple, and women may relate to this a little bit more than men, but I do have a decent client base of females. So several years ago, I went to had my standard hairdresser. He was my guy, everything. So COVID comes along, right? Hairdressing is all shut down, and it becomes really difficult to maintain that client base. And he was edging himself towards retirement anyway. So he was only keeping on select clients. So at that point, right, we all let our hair grow. We didn't color it anymore. We didn't care. We started wearing sweatpants all the time. Things changed a little bit. So that he did a little thing where he would send out some things where we could touch up our roots if anyone had color and that sort of thing. So COVID helped him to decide that he wanted to retire. So as a result, I was on the hunt when I was then back in person in front of clients and speaking engagements, needed to get, you know, the hair tightened up a little bit, right? Couldn't have it all straggling. You couldn't just be wearing a ponytail anymore or a baseball hat. So I was on the hunt for a new hairstylist. So I, you know, ask colleagues and ask friends, and I get a colorist that's highly, highly recommended. I said, okay, I'm going to go and see this, cover the grays up a little bit. So I go, and it was fine, but I brought my pictures and go through the whole thing. And I think it's like a decent consultation. And then I find out she's only going to do the color. Somebody else is going to do the cut. And I was like, now I got to wait for this person. So it was like, fine. But the result of it was also fine, but not exactly what I was looking for. So I thought, okay, but it's the first time they just met me. I'll give it another chance. So 6 or 8 weeks later, I go again and again, have pictures and whatnot. And my result of the color that came out, was not anything even remotely close to what I asked for, what looked like in the pictures, where I understood it was going. And I thought, okay, this is not great, but she did a good job as far as the technique, right? Technique was great. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, well, maybe if I wash it a couple times, it'll kind of fade out and it'll be fine. Well, it wasn't, and I got a lot of compliments on it, but it was like a purpley-ish, not what I was going for at all. So I called the salon and said, this is not going to work for me. I absolutely hate it. Like, I didn't want to go out. Like, it was awful. I've never had it awful. So she can't fit me in, but so they have a different stylist and he does the best he can, but so it kind of covers it up and it's a little better. But anyway, I decide, and they do it at no charge, thankfully, but I decide not to go back to that salon, not to mention it was almost an hour from my house. Okay. It's almost an hour away. So I'm like, there's gotta be somebody better closer. So, So normally I do my grocery shopping on Sunday mornings. First thing, 7:30 in the morning, nobody's there. It's kind of like quiet time. So I didn't really notice that there was a salon in the same complex. Well, one weekend I went on a Saturday and it was a little bit later and I see there's balloons out front and the door is wide open and there's people coming and going in this little salon here. And I thought, well, you know what? I need something. Let me go in there. So I don't know anyone that's ever been there. So I go in, it is clean. It is, but it's cozy. It's small, but it's appropriate size. Not like a big, you know, not a chain, right? It's individually owned, but it is clean and it's bright and it's tidy and the people are welcoming and they got, you know, mimosas and, you know, not that alcohol is the reason that you should go get your hair cut somewhere, but the little snacks and, you know, so have a little conversation. I ask them some more in-depth questions about their salon. And I have a good feeling with the owner was there, who's also a stylist. And I meet a couple of the stylists and say, okay, I'm going to schedule an appointment. And that's for me, I scheduled the appointment. And that's where this experience like really stands up in what I share. And I'm going to pull up my phone here to read this to you. So, you know, you schedule your appointment and you get the standard text messages that, you know, you've scheduled your appointment, you want to confirm your appointment, et cetera, right? So I schedule my appointment and I had it pulled up earlier, but let me get it here. So here we go. So I make my appointment. And you get a couple of reminders. So the week ahead. So the first line in this text message reminder to me is like star emojis, gold star emojis. And it says, hello, gorgeous, with star emojis. And it says, we are thrilled to have you scheduled for your appointment. Here are your details. And it gives the date and it gives the time and it gives the address. It tells them what their cancellation policy is, and it asks you to confirm. In this one in particular, they got a new app so that it tells you to download the app and you can see all of your information there. And if you have any questions, call or text them this number. We can't wait to pamper you, right? So that text message, one, is creating this like really nice experience and setting your expectations for that appointment. So I hit C to confirm, and then you get the follow-up, which is usually like, thanks for confirming, right? This says, thank you. We look forward to making your hair beautiful, right? And I was like, so the expectation is there. And so after my first appointment and I had this like awful thing happening on my head of hair, in my opinion, right? Like other people are like, oh, it's so cool. It's so trendy. I'm like, I don't want that. It wasn't what I asked for, right? If I asked for it, sure, it'd be great. And really listened to me. And then every appointment since then has been fantastic, but she listened to me. They created this, they set this expectation of a simple appointment reminder, right? And confirmation of that appointment. And I was like, oh, I feel kind of special that I got this thing that, you know, whether I'm sitting in my sweatpants and a baseball hat, it says, hello, gorgeous. Or if I'm in a ball gown to go do something, right? Like, regardless, I felt gorgeous just by getting that text message. And then they sent the expectation to say, we look forward to making your hair beautiful, which sets the standard for the type of service that they're going to provide. And then it's that kind of service that every time I've gone there that I've received, to the point where I told them back, I said, I just want you to know that this is like really good. You know, like I work with some podiatrists. I'm like, you guys have to up your game. Stop manually calling your patients on the phone, especially as they start getting younger. Nobody's going to answer your call anyway, right? You're going to try to call them again. But like step up your game and says like, you know, it doesn't have to, you know, I can say hello, gorgeous, but your confirmation could say, we look forward to getting you back on the right foot, or something along those lines that really just sets the tone and sets those expectations. So, you don't go in and go, oh, I wonder if they're going to do a good job or not do a good job. But I look forward to going to get my hair done, whether I'm going to get a color or a cut or whatever. It doesn't matter what you're going to get done, right? You're getting those messages. And so it prompted me to give them a positive, like give them information back that said, hey, I wanted to let you know, this is really good. It made me feel good. I've referred other people to their office, right? To their practice, to their salon. So they've got automatic referrals coming to their office, and I rescheduled. So they have retained me as a client because of that, like just those extra little things in addition to providing great service, right? This other salon that I went to was like, here's your appointment. Here's this. They didn't really seem to care if I was happier. I mean, like they wanted me to be happy, but they weren't, if I didn't come back, which I didn't, nobody ever called to say, hey, you didn't ever rebook. Did you want to rebook? You know, like nothing along those lines. And so it's like something that's kind of easy to talk about, but that's something that I talk to my clients about is like, there's just something that's very simple. When you know, with deductibles being higher and all these things, like patients can choose where they want to go. And it's expensive now for them to go to the doctor, right? It's expensive to go to the salon for a woman. It's expensive to go to the doctor, depending on what their plan is. And one of the things that I think for patients that they have the hardest time like if they don't know what that expectation is, or if the doctor is running behind, like just tell them what's going on. And even if they have to wait a little bit, they'll be happy to wait as long as they're informed and have that information. So I use this example and just say, like, they set the tone of how that's going to go. Cause you could be the greatest doctor, but if your front desk person is cranky and the process before they even get to you is no good, even if you're the best, that whole experience may not be that great for them. So I try to use this little thing and equate it, but I talk about this all the time. Cause it's like so good for me that it's just like, it's like, we look forward to making your hair beautiful. And the first thing was, hello, gorgeous. And there's men that go to the salon. So I don't know if they say handsome or it's gorgeous for everyone. I don't know how it works. But either way, like, Brian, would you love to get a text about your haircut appointment that's like, hello, gorgeous, even if it gives you a little chuckle, right? Like, you're like, you don't even know what I look like right now, but thanks. It's so just that kindness and having it's something that makes you feel good as the customer, but also then really just sets the tone for how that whole experience is going to go and then following through with it. So that's my little story.
I love that. And Delia, I know you have a comment here as well, but the thing that is fascinating to me about that, excuse me, is that it didn't cost them a dime to I'm sure they had to invest in the system to confirm that, but to change that text to say, hello, gorgeous, and we look forward to making your hair beautiful, that didn't cost them anything. And yet what a powerful way to, and I liked how you said, set that expectation. I think that's so cool because now you're already thinking about, oh wow, this is going to be different than what I've seen in the past. Yeah, I love that. It's so cool. Delia, I think you had a comment as well. Sorry.
Yeah, and I think Sierra, you touched on this as well, because as I was listening to the story, I'm like, well, the important part is that they lived up to that expectation, right? Like the service was there, because in your previous experience, even if they had done that, right? Like, but you weren't satisfied. It wouldn't have had the same impact. They had the full service, so to speak, right? Like the experience lived up to the expectation. Those small touches is kind of what pushed you over the edge to keep coming back to refer other people. I mean, that's kind of like the foundation of the NPS system that Brian and I've been talking about for a long time, right? Like they got the quality of the service or the product, and then they put that extra delight on top of it that really made it a full package. And the other thing that I'll say that kind of brings me back, Brian, to the last episode we did when we talked about kind of especially in healthcare environment, when you are in a practice and the wait time is so long, what are those little things that, you know, healthcare practitioners can do? I think the example from the last episode was, we know you've been waiting a while. Here's the little, you know, gift card. Go get yourself a coffee. You know, you've been waiting like 30 minutes for the doctor to come in. That's kind of what it reminded me, Sarah, with your example, how in the medical space, there are ways to translate those delight moments.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And like what Brian said, that didn't cost them anything. If for business nowadays, like you have to have a reminder system.
Right.
Right. If you don't have a reminder system, your no-shows, regardless of what your business is, right? If you're an appointment-based business, regardless of what that is, if somebody no-shows you, that costs you money because you didn't have somebody else in that slot, right? So you have to have a reminder system. And if you choose the right one that allows you to customize it to, instead of an out-of-the-box thing, it makes it powerful. In the same thing, you know, in a salon, but in the medical office, like you have to have a reminder system.
Just
get one that integrates with your system the right way and that you can deliver the right message. But to your point, Ileana, like if you deliver the right message, but you don't deliver the right service, that's great. So it doesn't help you. You've just got to have that the whole, and it's so much more important I think Brian, on your episode, you talked about your wife's soda business, right? You're not just saying like, hello, welcome, right? Come on in, right? It's like you want to be the cheerleader for the brand, and you have to have a full experience of that. You talked about like your wife, someone says, oh, I'm not sure what I want today, but they've been in enough. So she mixes a couple of flavors together, and then it's like, oh yeah, this is so good, right? Like a bartender situation that's going on in there. And I think in like you can do a lot of little things in customer service that aren't going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
But even like in medical, if you, let's just say it costs you a little extra per month to have the customizable message. But if you retain one patient or you retain one client, then it covers the cost, but you have to have that training that goes the whole way, right?
Yep.
To understand that the team members have to understand what the vision is for the practice and how they're going to deliver that out, you know, regardless of what the specialty or you know, service-based business is, whether it's medical practice or whatever. You can only have one thing that works well, because if the other parts don't work, you know, nothing's going to work together. So
I was just trying to think, like, does one indicate the other? But it certainly is a good sign. Like if someone has made the effort to change their reminder system to be unique and to say things that are different than just, hey, here's your appointment, be here, or we're going to charge you or whatever that right. sometimes they say. Right. If they've gone beyond, above and beyond to do that, that's probably a good sign that the whole experience is going to be good. Right now, it might not be, right? It might be that you've got a really creative marketing person who's in charge of their reminder system or whatever, and the colorist or the doctor or whoever is not that great. But I think it's at least a good sign that, hey, this is going to be unique, and that, you know, obviously you have to follow up with that. And like you were talking with our, you know, with my wife's business, if you have terrible tasting drinks, it's not going to, you know, you can be as nice as you want, they're not going to come back, right?
I think, Brian, as you're kind of talking about this, maybe there's something to kind of the mindset of the business owner, right? Like if you are in that mindset that, you know, you're down to the smallest details of being creative and being different, it probably translates into the overall business approach and strategy. Maybe that's not necessarily the case in large organizations where there's like multiple departments and teams that kind of play into that experience. But I think in this case, my guess is that the owner, whoever it is just kind of that kind of person that really wants to bring that delight and make people feel gorgeous, make people feel, you know, special and pampered when they come to the studio. Even like as you were describing, right, like they had the balloons and the door open and they're welcoming people and giving, drinks and snacks. And like they're really thinking about making you feel comfortable from just noticing their door to getting reminders to being in their chair, right? Like it just makes me think that they have that mindset about customer experience.
You said it much more succinctly and better than I did, Diliana. Sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
No, that's okay. That day when they had the balloons and had all this stuff, it was a customer appreciation event.
That
they were doing it. And so there was, all the people with all their beautiful hair, right, were also coming in and, kind of coming in and out. But all the times where I had been there before, like I said, it was this early Sunday morning, so it was never open. And it didn't even come, but then I had this, poor experience that I needed to then go find something else and it worked out. But I agree. Like they definitely have a plan, right? They have a plan of the type of service they want to deliver and how they want to deliver that. So in subsequent visits, like they, we're actually closed this week because they've been to multiple trainings in different cities on color, one type of color, one type of cut, one, like all of the different things that come into the specialty, right? Next week, I'm actually speaking at a state training event. But what I find there is that the physicians will go, but they don't want to pay for their employees, their staff, their team members to go to get the training that they're getting training on something. And then when the team members maybe aren't as good in their seat, even if they're really good in that seat, but they don't know what the latest updates on different things are or trends or whatever, because they didn't invest in that person to get that extra training. And what I see in the salon is that they're investing in those people and the people feel it and they stay there. Right. And they want to keep coming back because they're getting invested in. So I think to Diliana's point is that they are, they've got a mindset of this is how we are going to run our business. And these are our expectations of what we're going to provide for our clients. So they likely have expectations for the people that work there as well. Down here in the South, I'm from Massachusetts originally, but down here in North Carolina, we have Chick-fil-A. You guys have heard of Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have it.
And their customer service, right? They have a guidebook. Now they're a huge organization, right? But it's always my pleasure. Right. And we all kind of joke, we're like, is it really your pleasure? like when you've got the angry customer, the new waffle fries aren't as good or whatever the thing is. But I think even in a large organization, if the tone is set the right way and the expectation is set for the people that are there and the top down is exemplifying their values and their mission and their vision, whether it's a tiny little business or a really, really large organization, I think it can work the same way. Of course, it's harder to scale it that way when you're really big versus if you have 5 or 6 people, right? It becomes a little bit more difficult, but you've got to set the tone.
But what I think is fascinating to me, Sarah, about that is that there are so many small businesses that do not do a good job at this, right? And it's so frustrating to me that because again, both Diliana and I work for very large organizations. And so this, because I think you're exactly right. It has to be, top down. And it's very difficult to do when you're talking about thousands and thousands of employees. But it's just fascinating to me that sometimes there's only 3 or 4 employees and we still don't get it right. And it's, again, it's not an easy thing there, but I think this idea of, and I think you used the word, Sarah, of having a plan, right? Like they're thinking about this from the very first time that that you have a contact with them until you leave the salon that day, and probably, you know, even in between. And so they're thinking about that. And I think that's where many businesses, whether small or big, fall down, because they're not thinking about it from that perspective. They're, you know, thinking about inventory, and they're thinking about, you know, whatever it is that's critical. And then, again, those things are important. You know, obviously having a doctor that does a good, you know, knows how to diagnose things and fix things, and that is important, but there's so much more to it than just that piece. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's Deliana, did you have another comment?
No, this has been like such an uplifting story and such a great example. So Sarah, thank you for joining us and sharing your experience and insights.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I think it's one of the values in my business, right, are kindness and compassion. So you can hear all the negative stories all day long, right? And then it kind of weighs on you. So I try to bring the positive. Like, yes, I had a negative one, but guess what? Because I had that negative one, I got to find another place that has given me, like, I really like the guy that did it for me before he retired, but this experience that I have now, right? So you got to go through the bad ones to get over there to the really, really good ones.
Yep. Yep. No, that's so true. That's so true. Well, Sarah, anything else you want to share, or do you want to tell us a little bit more about your website or your business close up here?
So real quick, my business is Sarah Clark Consulting, sarahclarkconsulting.com. I offer fractional practice administration services to small to mid-sized privately owned medical practices. Medical dental, chiropractor, that maybe don't need to hire somebody full-time, but could use somebody in the wings to help them. I do project management services with that, as well as speaking engagements, training and education to really help them invest in their team to get them to be able to provide that really, really good customer or patient experience.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Anything else you want to share before we close, Sarah?
I think that's it. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Awesome.
Thank you
for being on. Deliana, anything else you want to share?
No, not from me. It was a great episode. Appreciate your time, Sarah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, for all of our listeners, as always, if you have a story that you'd like to share with us, please send us an email at the email address planetcustomerexperience@gmail.com. Did I get that right, Deliana? Yes, I did. We can either read it on the air if you don't want to come on, or we'd love to have you come on and share it with us as well. And so for every one of our listeners, thank you for listening, and greetings from Planet Customer Experience.